Welcome to Lagniappe, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow with Adrian LaFrance Wells, downtown director of West Monroe.
Yes, happy to be here.
Well, it's good to see you. And tonight, a big event happening on the streets of West Monroe. It's Ouachita Live.
Of course, in downtown West Monroe, this is our downtown concert series, Ouachita Live, that happens the last Friday of every month. This season runs from April through September.
So you've got a big event tonight. Mm-hmm. You brought in a blues piano player for tonight. Tell me about her.
Yes. So Eden Brent, she is an incredible performer. Leo Nelson, of course, who has since passed, is one of the founders of Ouachita River Blues Society, had been asking me to take a look at her for years to bring her up. She is a piano-pounding, juke-joint-rocking pianist, and she's larger than life on stage.
But she's tiny in real life.
Yes, yes, but she's larger in life than life on stage. So this concert will be happening from 7 to 9 p.m. Of course, if the weather's decent, we'll have it in Alley Park in downtown West Monroe on Trenton Street. But if it does rain, I think there might be a small chance of rain right now. We will have that at Flying Heart.
So this is tonight.
Yes.
And 7 to 9 p.m. Slight little chance of rain tonight, but not bad. So hopefully the weather will cooperate or it'll move to Flying Heart. For the folks that don't know, you're right there off of Trenton Street at Natchitoches?
Yes, that's correct. Alley Park.
Alley Park in West Monroe. Tell me a little bit about Eden Brent. I know she's accomplished. She performed in something called the International Blues Challenge.
Yes. So in 2006, she won the International Blues Challenge, which if anybody knows D.K. Harrell, you know, that was how he got his claim to fame in the very beginning to launch his career. So in 2006, she won and has been, you know, touring the world ever since. She has won numerous blues music awards, or the BMAs, since then. In fact, she just won a blues music award last year or this year. So we're really proud to have her. She's from Greenville, Mississippi, comes from an old riverboat family. And, you know, only a couple hours away. And when I found out she just lived, you know, right down the road, I was really excited to bring her over.
Now, the music will start at 7. The festivities probably start a little sooner because folks come out early and have dinner in downtown.
Yeah.
And you've got some food trucks and other adult beverages and things happening downtown, right?
Yeah, we have AJ's food trucks that will be there, and they have Louisiana food, always good stuff with AJ's. They're wonderful. So come out and enjoy. It's always free, but we do ask that if you're able to bring something for the donation jar, that really helps the series because that helps us pay for these artists. We bring in, you know, Grammy-nominated, Grammy-winning, BMA-winning, artist, and you know, it's something that really attracts people to the downtown district, and that helps us and our sponsors. Of course, we have Choice Brands, Flying Heart is sponsoring as well. Of course, KEDM is a big supporter.
Remind me of this because I always forget. Do I need to bring a like a lawn chair?
Yes.
Need to bring
please,
a chair.
Please do bring a chair. We provide the music, but we do ask that you bring a chair. We have a few chairs, but to guarantee your seat, you need to bring a chair, or you can dance the whole time.
All right, yeah. Then there's plenty of dancing room there on the streets of West Monroe, 7 to 9 p.m. tonight. All right, let's move ahead in the future. 250th birthday of America coming up, and you've got something special planned.
Yes. Well, you only turn 250 once. So we really are working on a very special day to celebrate this special birthday of America in the Twin Cities. So, of course, Crew of Janus will start the day off with a parade at 11 a.m. The parade will roll beginning in West Monroe on Natchitoches at 11. And then it will roll through downtown through the 300 block of Trenton Street, similar to the Mardi Gras parade route in West Monroe. And it will travel into Monroe. We will have live music. We will have fireworks, as always, which go off at 9. But then this year, because of the 250 anniversary, we will also have a drone show. And we're very excited about bringing a drone show with City of Monroe and with that partnership. So I think it's going to be a wonderful day. Lots to look forward to. We'll be announcing the details soon. But did want to tease that because it's a pretty special anniversary. And if you choose to stay here and celebrate it, you will have plenty to do.
So that's the 4th of July. Look for more on that at, you have a Facebook page, Downtown West Monroe.
Yes. And all of this information is available on the Downtown West Monroe Facebook page. And of course, Washita Live has its own Facebook page. If there is a rain announcement, we will be announcing the details for that.
I'm a big fan of bossa nova music.
Yes.
For the folks that know me, I do radio broadcasts and I travel with a radio crew. And sometimes we're all over the country. And we use this little piece of equipment called a Comrex. And if you want to check your equipment out, Comrex has a telephone number you can call and you can hear. And on one channel, Walter Cronkite is reading the news. But on the second channel, it's bossa nova music 24 hours a day.
I love me some bossa nova.
To check your equipment. I subject our ULM radio guys to bossa nova music all the time. And so I'm excited. Tell me who you have coming.
So we have Gabrielle Cavassa coming the last Friday of July. Not looking at my calendar right now, but so that will be the last Friday of July, another Washita Live artist. She has lived all over, but right now she's based out of New Orleans, so was very happy to learn that. She just had an album released on the Blue Note Records album, and it's called Diavola. And it's absolutely beautiful, and I think people are really going to enjoy hearing her. It's something very different for this area.
Get your dancing partner and head out and enjoy the music and,
yes.
and listen and groove.
So that'll be next
month.
It's
just fun to, like, you just need to chill out. Bossa Nova.
Yeah.
We need an all Bossa Nova station in Monroe.
I have a playlist called Bossa in Pool when we're in the pool, and that's what I listen to.
Well, there you go.
I thought that was nice for July.
It's Adrienne LaFrance Wells, Washita Live coming up tonight. What time do you start?
7 to 9 p.m. in Alley Park. Come on out. It's free. We do encourage donations.
And bring a chair. Find out more, head over to our website, aedm.org. Be sure to like and subscribe to our videos.